Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Fred Haney. Batting second. The second baseman, George Cutshaw. Batting third. The right fielder, Danny Clark. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bobby Beach. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ira Flagstead. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Jones. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Topper Rigney. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Bassler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Howard Emke. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Howard Emke. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Jack Tobin. Batting second. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Baby Doll Jacobson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Hank Severide. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Frank Ellerbe. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Bain. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bill Bain. And now, play ball. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutshaw takes first base on ball four. Danny Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark takes first base on ball four. Cutshaw moves to second. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin bunts towards first. Haney scoops it up and throws to first, with M covering, for the out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clark who is chasing the ball. Sisler reaches third base with a triple. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Severide for a passed ball. Flagstead moves to second. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Severide settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Flagstead scores. Rigney moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bassler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rigney moves to third. Two outs. Howard Emke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Emke hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bain fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rigney scores. It's 2-0, Tigers. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0-for-1 in the game. Haney hits a line drive towards short. Gerber reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Veach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe takes first base on ball 4. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Flagstead, who is chasing the ball. McManus reaches third base with a triple. Ellerbe goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1 Tigers. Bill Bain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bain strikes out. Two outs. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0-for-1 in the game. Tobin hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. McManus scores. It's Tigers, 2, Browns, 2. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns 2. The Tigers will come to bat. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutshaw is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cutshaw hits a fly ball into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach is 0-for-1 in the game. Veach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Sisler is hit by the pitch. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a line drive into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacobson hits a pop-up towards short. Rigney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 0-for-1 in the game. Severide hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cutshaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Flagstead strikes out. One out. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rigney hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Jacobson is chasing the ball. Rigney rounds third and comes all way home with an inside-the-park home run. It's 3-2, Tigers. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 0-for-1 in the game. Basler takes first base on ball 4. Howard Emck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Emck is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Emck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ellerbe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. McManus hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Veach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Collins pinch hits for Bill Bain. Pat Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cutshaw scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dutch Henry now pitching. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0-for-2 in the game. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutshaw is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cutshaw hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Severide scoops up the ball and tags Cutshaw for the out. Haney moves to second. One out. Danny Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Clark hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach is 0-for-2 in the game. Veach hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Haney scores. It's 4-2, Tigers. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Flagstad takes first base on ball 4. Veach moves to second. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Haney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tobin for the out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-2 in the game. Gerber hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstad settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's been hit by a pitch. Sisler hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cutshaw reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Rigney takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Basler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rigney moves to second. One out. Howard Emke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Emke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Emke hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Rigney trying to get to home. Tobin throws the ball into Severright, who tags Rigney, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Two outs. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Haney bunts towards third. Ellerb fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Emke moves to second. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutshaw is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Cutshaw hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jacobson, who is chasing the ball. Cutshaw reaches third base with a triple. Emke scores. Haney goes all the way around to score. It's 6-2, Tigers. Danny Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Williams takes first base on ball 4. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Hank Severright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severright is 0-for-2 in the game. Severright hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jacobson moves to third. Frank Ellerb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerb is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Ellerb hits a fly ball into left field. Veach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jacobson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-3, Tigers. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. McManus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Severide moves to second. Chick Shorten pinch hits for Dutch Henry. Chick Shorten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shorten hits a fly ball into left field. Veach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Browns 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Colt now pitching. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Veach hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Flagstad bunts towards the mound. Colt fields it and throws to first for the out. Veach moves to second. One out. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-3 in the game. Jones hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Veach moves to third. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bassler is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Bassler hits a line drive towards short. Gerber reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tobin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 3 in the game. Gerber hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cutshaw catches it and throws to first to double up Tobin. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's been hit by a pitch. Sisler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Williams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clark. Williams reaches second base with a double. Sisler goes all the way around to score. It's 6-4 Tigers. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Browns 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Howard Emck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Emck is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Emck hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Haney hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutshaw is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Cutshaw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Danny Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Severide hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Ellerb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerb is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Ellerb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Browns 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Veach hits a pop-up towards third. Ellerb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Flagstad hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ellerbe fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Ellerbe. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-4 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ellerbe fields it and throws to first for the out. Flagstad moves to second. Two outs. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Rigney strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Gene Robertson pinch hits for Ray Kolb. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flagstad, who is chasing the ball. Robertson reaches third base with a triple. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Tobin hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Basler fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-4 in the game. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Robertson scores. Two outs. It's 6-5, Tigers. Red Oldham now pitching. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's been hit by a pitch. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cutshaw scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and St. Louis Browns, 5. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.